Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
I hope you're ready for just a joyous time and wonderful singing, wonderful musicianship from the crowd that we have collected here in our studio. And I am going to introduce Duchess to you. But I'm going to let them sing first because this is so amazing. It's like the Rat Pack gender change, century change, and here right now to have fun. So, Duchess, please entertain us.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your stare. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid.
This rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
Listening to Duchess on today's studio session, and maybe you have not heard them before. Well, this is your lucky day because it's just joy and fun and those sweet, sweet harmonies going on today. And I would like to introduce our singers today. In Duchess, Amy Cervani, Cervini, did I get that right?
Cervini.
Cervini?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You look like a Cervini. Thank you. Good deal. Hillary Gardner.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So to speak.
Thank you.
Melissa Stiglianu.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. And how did y'all get together? And was it just kismet or did you put an ad in the...
Craigslist.
I feel like that could have gone very wrong.
That could have.
I knew Melissa for a while and also Hillary, and we had never, the three of us, sung together. And I have a regular show at a place called the 55 Bar in New York City. And I try to do new stuff because I get bored rather easily. And my husband, who is our arranger and producer, suggested just doing a one-off show and doing some Andrew Sisters and Boswell Sisters charts, some high school jazz choir charts. Mm-hmm. So we did, and we did the same set twice, and people
Those
stayed.
Those were all the songs we knew.
We only knew enough for one set. And, we had an amazing time, the three of us together. It was easy. It was fun. And the audience, the reaction, I think, was something that, propelled us even more. Because people stayed to hear the same songs again, which is bizarre, and that was the end of it. I mean, and the beginning.
The beginning is the end. Now, I love the whole swing aspect to it. I mean, I remember when I was a kid hearing Andrew Sisters and going, oh, I love that. And I would sing with anybody who could harmonize, which was not a lot at the 7-8-year-old mark. But I had hope of finding a group like you one day and enjoying your music. And what also goes along with swinging is kind of just because it is just a high kind of music to me is laughter. Is laughter and engagement and enjoyment from everybody, And at this moment, I do want to introduce the players that are with you, the instrumentalists who are with you, because this is some of the stars of our own scene here in Seattle. And Dawn Clement on the piano. And we have, Michael Glynn is on our bass. And hello. And Steve Korn on our drums. Yeah. All right. And they are just doing a great... And y'all just met up and did a little couple rehearsals and...
Well, we met about 45 minutes ago.
I would never know that.
14 years ago, if you know. 18 years ago.
Right. Because you lived in Seattle and you were here for quite a few years.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Hillary.
I was a child, obviously.
Clearly.
I was fresh out of junior high school when I first moved here. Yeah, no, I went to college at PLU, actually, for a couple of years, and I moved to Seattle. I lived right down the street from where we are right now for the better part of 5 years, and I am meeting Michael for the first time today, but actually I worked with both Steve and Dawn quite a bit when I was here.
Wonderful. And did you know that those were the people coming today, or were you kind of surprised by that?
We did. We asked them special.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
We were lucky they were available.
We like special. Yeah. Right. And we like your music. So let's hear a little bit more. What were we going for next?
We're going to sing We'll Meet Again.
All right. Yeah. And this is Duchess in our studio session here at 88.5.
Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be alone. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing a song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing a song. I don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Yeah. Duchess is with us in the studio today for a wonderful studio session. This is kind of a extenuation of our Ella Fitzgerald celebration yesterday, her birthday, because the tight harmonies that you all perform is very reminiscent of the Boswell sisters, and Ella was a huge fan of the Boswell sisters, and actually sang a Boswell sisters song on her amateur night at the
Apollo
Theater, and won. And once, so I think it's this extenuation of Ella. So to Ella, everyone.
Yay.
To Ella.
Yeah. Aren't we all sort of an extenuation of what she started?
That I could be that good to extenuate her.
There's that. I didn't mean to presume.
Well, y'all can take that crown easily. And then you also, you have your new album out, which is kind of followed in your podcast, right?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I
love
that.
Mentioning.
Yeah, I love that. I listen to the podcast and it's just delightful.
Thank you.
I'm delighted. And the some of your guests already, and it's just been going since February or January this year.
That's right. Yeah.
And you've had Anat Cohen on, who we adore here.
We talked about her. We haven't interviewed her yet. She listens to us on the airplane. So she has requested an interview. We had Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Monheit and Janice Siegel so far. And
oh,
we have some great guests coming up as well.
Yeah. It's a delight to hear them, you know, speaking with their peers, you know, fellow vocalists and really having fun. You kind of go through your songs, you know, listed on that album in the blog. And it's really quite entertaining. So
where can people
find that blog?
They can find that on iTunes or Stitcher or at harmonyandhijinks.com. And Harmony and Hijinks is the name of our blog, our podcast, Harmony and Hijinks with Duchess.
All right. And the Duchess name, anything to do with John Wayne? In Westerns, he'd call women, you know, well, Duchess.
He was the Duke, so he was like Duke, laying the groundwork.
Yeah, right? He's kind of like a very, hidden, come on. From the Duke in movies of those days. Hey, Duchess.
Oh, look for those.
Do?
Yeah.
the name, any good
stories?
You know,
we were looking for a name that suggested the 20s and 30s. That's correct, right?
Yeah.
And we went through and like found all these, you know, nicknames for ladies.
Tomatoes. That wasn't going to work.
Canaries. That wasn't going to work. Canaries.
Broads. I like broads. You know.
And we found that a lot of them were not so positive. Duchess was just like a swell gal. So we thought that would work, and, you know, it lends itself well to, you know, just how we think of ourselves.
Exactly. And to jazz, there's that tradition in jazz too. You know, he had Count Basie, Lady Day, Duke Ellington. You know, so we decided to christen ourselves royalty.
Why not?
Where, you know, you can't wait for people to do it for you.
Not in the United States. You know, they got that whole hierarchy other places, but you love it, you take it.
That's right.
Oh, I can't wait to hear you sing again. What do y'all got cooked up?
We're going
to
do Everybody Loves My Baby. And this is actually, this is on Laughing at Life, which is our new album. And this is our Boswell Sisters transcription. So I get to play Connie Boswell.
That Duchess is in our studio today for just a delightful, joyful studio session here at 88.5 KNKX.
I'm as happy as a king, feeling good in everything. Just like a bird in the spring, gotta let it out. It's my sweetie, can't you guess? Wild about him, I'll confess. Does he love me? That's why I shout. Now everybody loves my baby. My baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Now everybody wants my baby. My baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see.
That's why everybody loves my baby. My baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. How to the buzz, to the rap fire scat with the ensicle doors when they double Latin. There were so many words just flying on a rat down. How? Ben Mother kind of gave us all the heebie jeebies. Said, don't just try, but it really isn't easy. So we gotta tip our hats to the buzz, so it really does a wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Well. Harmony and hijinks are the currency we deal in. And though we love the bosses, honey, no, we ain't a steal. Got a silence all our own, and we know it's all appealing here and now. There were so many words just flying on a rat and how. But if mother kind of gave us all the heebie jeebies, said, don't you start to try, but it really isn't easy, so we gotta tip our hat to the bosses, so it really does a wow. Harmony and hijinks are the currency we deal in, and though we love the bosses, honey, no way to steal, got a silence all our own, and we know it's all appealing here and now. Nobody but me, nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. Wa-la-la-la-la-la-la, my baby loves me. What now, what now, wow. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. I love my baby and my baby don't love nobody but me.